41. On the Absolution. It's clear from the first strike that the stakes of this fight are different. Their batons clash hard, the impact jarring up Cardinal's arms, making his bones ache. He spars regularly with SC-4044 and his other subordinate instructors, but it's always a friendly, relaxed experience. Not this. This madness. Phasma beats at him mercilessly, grunting and shrieking with each impact. As he parries, his body reacting half a second before his mind can keep up, he seems to separate into two selves. One is acting on autopilot, his muscles and nerves perfectly timed as if he's a droid running a program. The other is a purely emotional being filled with rage and fear and fire, and his lip curls as he merges those two selves, putting the power of fury into his strikes.
You're weak, Cardinal. You strike like you're following directions someone else wrote,
Phasma says, her voice a growl and her accent far less clipped.
You're a killer!
He goes for an uppercut, but she slashes his baton aside, making him stumble and recover.
If you don't fight like it's a fight to the death, are you really fighting?
She lands a hit on his armor, and electricity rides over him but can't pierce his suit.
They should write murderer under your poster, not exemplar. Those children look up to you, Phasma. As well they should!
His every parry is thrust aside. She's bigger, but she's fast, and each hit echoes through his nerves. He glances at Iris, but she's powerless to help him. He never programmed her to defend his life, and she couldn't harm a First Order soldier in any case. She can only watch.
You're only out for yourself. Your loyalty means nothing. Brendel should have left you where he found you,
he shouts. Their batons clash and hold, and Cardinal pushes as hard as he can, his teeth bared as sweat drips down his forehead under his helmet.
Your loyalty is disgusting,
Phasma spits.
You were like a dog pissing itself at Brendel's feet. Do you think he cared about you outside of using you? Do you think he respected you? Do you think Brendel Hux was worthy of your allegiance, your adoration? If you think I'm a killer, then you should have gotten to know the real Brendel, who he was off his ship.
The metal squeals as Cardinal struggles to hold her baton away. It takes everything he has not to fall back, but he's not about to let Phasma see any weakness.
Oh, I've heard. I've heard all of it. I know you killed Brendel, and I know you killed your own brother, and I know you let everyone else you ever pretended to love die. As long as you survived, what did you care?
Phasma steps back, causing Cardinal to stumble forward. Her baton sweeps up and cracks against his helmet, making the readouts buzz and glitch and his ears ring. In the moment that he's confused, she hooks his ankle and he goes down on his back. But he's been trained for this too. He rolls with the energy, right over his shoulder and stands again, baton at the ready. She wags a finger and tisks.
I know all your moves, Cardinal. I've studied your programs, run your sims. There is nothing you can do that would surprise me.
The only answer, it seems, is to step back and throw his baton at her head. As she ducks, Cardinal tackles Captain Phasma to the ground. This is not a First Order sanctioned move. First Order stormtroopers are taught never to release a weapon. Dropping a weapon gives the enemy the advantage, and another weapon. And disregarding his training works because Phasma goes down like a sack of sand, her chrome armor clanking against the floor. As she flails, Cardinal exerts his weight and reaches for her knife, pulling it out of his ammo box and aiming for the bodysuit peeking out from the armor at her neck. It's a dirty move, but that's the biggest gap in her armor, and he knows he'll only get one chance. Before it sinks into flesh, the knife is stopped. He presses harder, but it just rasps against the slick metal on Phasma's forearm. She snakes her other arm around his neck, pulling him close and trapping him. Unable to move, Cardinal is stunned to find this is the closest he's been to another adult human. He's never embraced a woman, never put on his plain uniform to mingle in one of the ship's bars, or taken leave off the Absolution to visit a backwater world's darker alleys. Even though their skin is hidden under layers of armor and thick body gloves, even though they're both wearing helmets, there's a strange intimacy here that Cardinal can't process.
What are you going to do?
He asks.
Kill me?
His eyes flash up to Iris. Phasma chuckles, a dark sound.
I fought too hard and lost too much getting to where I am to risk everything by killing you. But if you were to bleed out after this terrible training accident, I doubt General Hux would investigate the incident too closely. We had a little talk about you at the assembly. You and your recent, what did Armitage call it? Break with reality. It was put forth that perhaps the repetition of our programming might need to be tweaked to keep any other recruits from reaching your same sad end. There was some discussion of implementing my far superior training methods and phasing out your little game room here. Once you're gone. No,
he says.
That would be the end of the First Order. Wrong. It would only be the beginning.
Phasma executes an escape that flips Cardinal onto his back on the ground. She's on top, in the position of power now, but the fight has gone out of him. What good will it do? If he kills Phasma now, if he's even able to do so, which is doubtful, his life is still over. If Armitage is against him, the entire First Order is against him. He doesn't know how they weed out the undesirables, but he knows it happens. He's watched children disappear over the years, or at least discovered their absence in the training room, their serial numbers erased from the records and scoreboards as if they'd never existed. They were always the slow ones, the clumsy ones, the ones who fought their programming or questioned the sims or pushed back when given commands, almost like they were wired incorrectly. He's always known it has to happen, but he's never asked why or how. Maybe that's part of the training. To not miss what's gone. What's been taken away. To never question. Now that he's questioning, of course he can't last here. His head falls back, and his helmet clanks against the floor.
They made me. I'm what I'm supposed to be,
he murmurs, whether to himself or his enemy.
Ah, Cardinal, that's your problem. You were only ever meant to be the tool, not the hand that wields it. You're what Brendel thought he wanted, a dull creature he crafted to do his will. But me? I'm what he didn't know he needed. I am your evolution, and that means you're dead weight. Extinct.
With that, he feels a hot, sharp pain in the side of his chest, just under his shoulder pauldron. He doesn't have to look down to know that it's her knife. She holds it up between them, considering the bead of blood on the jagged edge.
I haven't seen this knife in a very long time. Where did you find it?
Cardinal coughs and gulps.
Parnassus! Then it sounds like I'll need to make another visit and see who survived. We can't have witnesses running around with evidence, can we?
His feet and hands are starting to go cold. For all his years of training and fighting, he's never actually taken an injury, anything like this. In his head, he hears a gentle voice intoning, "Use a belt or rope to make a tourniquet between the stab wound and the heart. If an artery has been punctured, you will require immediate medical attention from a First Order authorized med droid. Try to keep the injury above your heart and your head raised. If you relax, you have a better chance of surviving. If you suspect that you will not survive the wound, attempt to kill the enemy combatant and alert your sergeant so that they may plan around your failure." Cardinal can't do any of those things. And he's pretty sure she hit a lung. Maybe worse. It's all happening so fast.
"Recorders everywhere,"
he says.
"They're always watching."
He lurches up as the knife plunges back in on the other side, even deeper.
"I've become quite adept over the years at shutting down cams and erasing extraneous feeds. Someone has to make the trash disappear around here."
The weight leaves his chest, and Phasma stands over him. She pulls out her blaster, shoots, and Iris falls to the ground, sparking. The droid rolls a bit and gives a sad beep as her red light flashes out.
"Nice try, Cardinal. But you never had a chance. There's a reason they put me on the posters instead of you. Oh, and look. You brought me an old friend."
His helmet turns sideways just in time, to watch her stomp on the specimen case that's tumbled out of his open ammo box. The beetle crunches amid the plastoid, the gold shards of its carapace glimmering in the gooey black of its guts. He's got one last play. He reaches for his blaster.